Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that in your own spiritual walk, you would be intentional about taking time to stop and to reflect, to meditate upon God's Word, and to open yourself to the Spirit, to hear how the Spirit is speaking to you in these words anew this day. I pray as we begin this new year that you would be blessed and God's word would continue to speak to you anew. Now we begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have filled all the earth with the light of your incarnate word. By your grace, empower us to reflect your light in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gospel reading appointed for this day is from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. The gospel begins. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. As we hear the beginning of John's Gospel, hopefully in your mind, you go, "This sounds familiar." The people who would have received this gospel, the early communities of faith, as they heard this gospel proclaimed, I'm sure that there was something in their mind as they heard it. The beginning should ring bells off for us. In the beginning was the Word. It calls us back to Genesis. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God spoke and there was light. And that it calls us back to the notion of the beginning of creation. And what it tells us is this sense of that God has always been. That Jesus, as the Word, always has been there. Now, when you think about Christmas and as we've come out of the Christmas time, and we're in the Christmas season, the 12 days of Christmas. Most of us, when we think about the Christmas story, we don't think about the Gospel of John. Most of us, in our minds, we put all the Gospels together. But if you read carefully, the story we're most familiar with is Luke, right? With Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem. no room at the inn, the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, the shepherds out in their field, the angels. That's all in the Gospel of Luke, and only in the Gospel of Luke. Matthew has the Magi, or the wise men. And it's only in Matthew that you have that account, that the story of Jesus' birth is very different in each of the Gospel accounts. If you read in Mark, there's actually no birth narrative. We begin with John the Baptist at the baptism. In John, we get something that's completely out of left field. There's no notion of Bethlehem. There's no notion of a babe being born. What we get is this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Message, which is a modern paraphrase of the Scripture, Eugene Peterson puts it this way. It says, and the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. Think about that. The Word became flesh and blood. The babe was born and moved into the neighborhood. That word lived among us is a significant word. In the King James Version, it's actually tabernacled. Literally, the Greek means this. He pitched his tent among us. That he was with us. And part of the reason they use the word tabernacle in the King James is because it calls back to the Hebrew people as they wandered in the wilderness, and the tent where that pillar of cloud that led them through the wilderness, where it would come and settle in that tent, was called the tabernacle, which eventually became what, you know, transformed into the notion of the temple. But it was where the presence of God was. That's where the presence of God was with the people. And here John is saying something amazing. He's saying there's this child who is born, who is God, who came to be amongst us, to live with us, to pitch his tent with us, so that in this world we are not alone. Jesus' promises that he'd never leave us abandoned get their fulfillment here at the beginning, where it tells us the Word becomes flesh and dwells among us, is with us always, and it always has been and always will be. That as we enter into this new year, as we journey into another year, and sometimes we think, wait, how can another year already be upon us? We enter into this new year knowing that Christ is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The Word was made flesh and dwells among us. Or as Eugene Peterson says, has moved into the neighborhood. That wherever we go, whatever happens down the road, the Word, Jesus, is with us and walks with us. And that is good news. We're not alone or orphaned or have to do this all by ourselves. But Christ is with us no matter what, and no matter what comes our way. The Gospel of John really says something profound. It says that God has always been with us and always will be with us. Surrounds our entire being. And I think that's the important part, as it calls back to the sense of creation, of in the beginning. Because I think when we read Genesis, the significant thing of the story of Genesis and creation, it's not how creation came about that's important. I think that's asking the wrong question. The right question is when we ask who. That this notion of Genesis 1, what it seeks to proclaim and announce is that it's God who is created. God who is there at the beginning. God who spoke everything into existence. And it's God who is there with Adam and Eve in the garden. And now here, the gospel writer, John, is saying he calls us back to that, to know that just as God was with Adam and Eve in the garden, that God was there and spoke creation into being, now has come and moved into our neighborhood, lives among us, dwells with us, tabernacles with us, so that in our world, we know that Christ goes with us. May we go into this new year living into that promise that God is with us, for the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, moved into our neighborhood to be with us always. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Christ, you are the one who has been there from the beginning, for you are the Word that was at creation and even before creation. You are the Word that became flesh and lived among us. Watch over us, transform us, renew us, and make us your own. As we move into this new year, be with us and take us by the hand to lead us, guide us, and direct us all of our days. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.